We'll get to some of your feedback on this coming up in a second. I will say this, seeing the U.S. men's national team play on Saturday, Gator, I'm so fired up for the World Cup now, and I know it's not for everybody. I don't like telling people what to do, but I encourage you to give this a sample. My whole family loved it. My wife, who didn't play soccer growing up, thought it was great. My kids were just thrilled with the experience. They thought it was fantastic. And look, the goal that Jedi Robinson scored was absolutely amazing. And we were lucky that it happened right in front of us, a volley that was – the keeper had no shot. And it,
no shot, Gator.
No shot at all.
No shot.
None.
And look, the after conceding a goal in the first 90 seconds, the atmosphere stayed, as my kids would say, lit. And
it was a fever pitch.
Well done. But it was funny because I don't follow soccer outside of parachuting in on the World Cup. So I was sitting in the stands intently listening to conversations around us. And, you know, I'm like hearing things like, oh, he's a staple of the Aberdeen back line. And I'm like,
okay.
Is he? One of my favorite conversations. You remember when Germany beat Brazil 7-1?
Who doesn't?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I don't. But tell me more. It was just weird because I knew nothing. Like, I know nothing. I knew the name Christian Pulisic. They introduced the 94 team with, like, Wijnaldum and Alexi Lalas, and they were out on the field beforehand. I don't know. I mean, it's cool to be a legitimate and true underdog in a sport, which it, USA almost never is.
I think it's fun when you go to an event like that, particularly for, you know, World Cup stuff, right, soccer stuff, and you see the random, like, Jürgen Schmidt jersey.
Yeah,
I love that. You don't see a Jürgen Schmidt jersey every day, but you go to an event like this, you just might see a Jürgen Schmidt jersey.
And there's a lot of different people are wearing different countries. I looked for a Ratun Machu Dinkum, but I did not see one. But I would have sent you a picture had I seen it. But the fact of the matter is, it was really, really cool. And I'm jacked. And, you know, I don't know much about it. Admittedly, I don't. And I don't claim. I played growing up and I was a keeper and still, like, see the game through the prism of a goalie. And by the way, here's the other thing that you're going to love, okay? Because you love when I do things and they fail.
What?
You do. It was hot, okay? Really, really hot. And sunscreen. Everybody get the sunscreen on. And we all did that. And we get there. And my wife brought a sweatshirt. And I kind of giggled a little bit. And I'm like, okay, you might, you know, you think it's going to cool off. And we get there. And as the game is starting and the sun is out, it starts to rain. And I mean, it really starts to come down. And I can't remember. I think it's been since I was a kid that I was outside, like, completely unprepared and no way of seeking shelter, just getting poured on. It started to come down so hard and I'm like freezing and everybody's miserable. My wife's using her sweatshirt and she's, who's laughing now, right? I can't remember last time I was outside getting rained on and I couldn't seek shelter or I was completely unprepared. I felt like, God, I feel like a kid because that's the last time I think it happened to me. There was just no, you know, when kids, you go outside, you're playing in the rain, you don't care.
No, and when it's 85 degrees, you love it.
But it was cold, man. And then the sun came out and you had that weird post-rain drying from the sun and then your clothes are kind of crispy or whatever, but still damp and
everyone smells like a dog.
Yeah. Which was funny, man. But anyway, I'm fired up for this event. And between that and the College World Series, it's a good week for Doug. I love the event in Omaha too. Do you think you will watch any? Be honest.
Of the College World Series?
No, of Team USA, of the World Cup.
I mean, maybe. Depends what's on, honestly. I mean, I'll probably flip through, you know, where they're playing and all that. I don't know. We'll see.
We play Portugal Friday night at 9.
I mean, you're talking about Friday night. I don't know. Maybe I got to look at my calendar, see what I got going on.
I think you're washing your hair that night.
Well, a Tiger game will probably be wrapping up, right?
So this Friday, the 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the Tigers doing?
They're in Cleveland, right?
They will be Cleveland, yeah. When let's see, Cleveland Friday night. Yeah. There's Jack Flaherty start. I don't know.
There's no
Tanner Bibee.
There's no Stanley Cup game. There's no NBA game. Can you think of flipping on?
No.
At all.
It's not even, it would not hold your attention, Gator. You know this. Like,
when I flip it on, it doesn't mean I'd leave it on. I mean, would I want to see the atmosphere a little bit? I might. You know, it's night game sounds kind of cool.
I don't know.
Where are they playing?
I think they're playing, is it SoFi? Hold on.
That's not even night then.
Well, you're right. I mean, if it's a 9 o'clock start, I assume it's on the West Coast, but.
California crowds.
Does it really matter if it's a night game for you, Gator? Stop saying, like, seriously. Well, it's a night game. Well,
it's kind of
like,
cool when you see things under the lights. I'm just saying.
Sure.
It is at SoFi against Paraguay, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton of interest in it. So I'm not making any promises.
Okay. And I'm not going to judge you whether you do or you don't. I'm not going to judge anybody.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. No, not at all, dude. Like, I say this all the time, and I mean it. People can choose to do what they want. Be a fan of what you want to be a fan of. I'm encouraging people to sample this because I think they might enjoy it more so.
Look, I enjoyed than they believe. It. I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it in the past to a degree, you know, but our teams just haven't been all that competitive. So, you know, I guess you go into it thinking, okay, you're the underdog in most games. All right, well, okay, there's a rooting interest. But I don't know the players. I haven't paid a lick of attention to it. You know, back in the day with Alexei Lawless, did I pay attention? Yeah, because he was a local guy. Mm-hmm. And a guy that I probably played against when I was a kid.
I think I might have, too, because was he Sterling Heights?
No, I think he was Birmingham.
Birmingham, okay.
So, yeah, I think I played against him when I was a kid, when I was playing soccer, because we're all the same age. But over the years, the interest certainly hasn't kept up. I'll tell you when I was fired up. I was fired up to watch the women play.
Yeah.
When they won the cup in 1998, was it summer 98?
It's really interesting because what appeals to me and what appeals to you are completely different. You are less interested because we haven't been competitive, but you watch the women who are often the favorite. I am more interested because I want to see us as an underdog. Anything we do feels like icing on the cake. Like it's
was 1990. Was it the first time that they had a women's World Cup? Brandi Chastain scored and, you know, ripped the jersey off and the sports bra and the whole bit. But I mean, that was an event. I mean, I watched that summer and I was actually fired up for it. That was pretty cool. Since they've had women's World Cup soccer, the United States has reigned supreme. It's been fun, but the men just haven't been all that competitive.
So in our group, okay, is Paraguay, we play on Friday night, Australia and Turkey. We are the highest rated team in our group. So while we're an underdog on the grand stage, we got a good chance to get out of group stage and get into the playoffs, which is more exciting, one and done, but I don't think you're all that impressed. Feedback coming in the Carson Anderson inbox. I lived in Chicago.
Well, if they beat Turkey,
yeah,
then I'll be impressed.
I lived in Chicago for 20 years. I passed through Hammond many times, and it's a dump, respectfully.
Oh.
Next text. I lived in Northwest Indiana for about 10 years, and Hammond is the perfect location. It will make getting to and from the game so much easier, and it will revitalize that city. Going to a game at Soldier Field is brutal, and even with the added level of seating, the sight lines were awful. So I thought the sight lines were great for soccer this weekend. To be fair, it might be different for a Bears game. We had 300 level bad seats in the grand scheme of things, but they were good for bad seats. Like I was like, these seats are fine. The NFL doesn't need a destination. They need room for fan experiences, tailgates, supporting businesses like hotels. That's what Hammond can provide that the city of Chicago simply refuses to specifically tailgating and experience lots. The Lions are barely scraping by with Eastern Market and a few parking lots.
Well, but the Lions sell out. Soldier Field sells out. Selling tickets isn't the problem. Getting people, I guess, now you're concerned about supporting the surrounding areas. I mean, Eastern Market isn't the only thing. I mean, people tailgate all over downtown Detroit.
Is this person saying they prefer a Silverdome atmosphere with massive parking lots because people could tailgate there? Which, by the way, had zero personality. In downtown Detroit, there's lots everywhere. People can find their spot and tailgate. I don't know. I think downtown Detroit's way better to tailgate in than the Silverdome ever was.
what are we comparing this to? Like Buffalo, where you know, the crazy Bills Mafia out in the parking lot doing the crazy stuff. Look, I mean, it's a concrete jungle. That's no fun.
I think there's nothing worse than a concrete jungle.
Be curious to see what they say about the new stadium in Buffalo. I don't know if it's the same situation.
It's right next door.
Probably it's very similar then. I think it's actually one of the cool things about Detroit is that you're not just tied to a parking lot. You know, there are lots all over the place. Now, does it restrict tailgating for professional games? A little bit, sure. I mean, the tailgating is done at Eastern Market, but instead of tailgating, what you do is you go to a bar and hang out at the bar all morning.
All right, an insider is predicting a holdout from one of our guys. We'll get to that today at 11:35. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.